听力课堂，听 class.com。
Passage 16. Loving and Learning, a Good Match. Some people say that in the United States, the most academically fulfilled college students are those who have fallen in love. Love is a kind of motivation for learning. They even say that a student on a US campus will be regarded as eccentric if without a boy or girlfriend, and that dating is the most indispensable part of college campus life. Most college students are young adults who are discovering their place in the world. They discover ideas, information, and opportunities, but they also often discover each other. Every day on campus, I see students in love, students hoping for love, and students mourning lost or unrequited love. Love is a kind of motivation for learning. This would be hard to prove or disprove, but real, solid love between two students definitely can bring clarity and focus to a student's work. Suddenly, doing well in school may be twice as meaningful. They have each other to impress and to look to for help and support when things get difficult. I've seen this happen, and like all aspects of true love, it is a beautiful sight. However, love does not arrive fully formed as if it is something for college students to pick up when they pay their tuition or buy their books. Getting to know potential romantic partners requires the awkward, time-consuming and frequently frustrating process called dating. At this stage, relationships are new, unstable and often chaotic. Do you go on that date or study for the test? Do you sit where you can hear the teacher and participate in the class discussion? Or do you sit in the back of the room where you can see the object of your desire and possibly exchange those all-important glances? Do you risk missing a crucial bit of information or being caught unaware with a question while you plan your next step in the relationship? Where is your attention really? On calculus or on how to land that date?